very special guest today. It's Congressman Jeff Landry. Congressman Landry is from Louisiana. He's a veteran of Desert Storm. He's a lawyer. He's also served as sheriff's deputy in St. Martin's Parish. He was elected as a Tea Party freshman in 2010, and he's brought that pro-growth, anti-tax, fiscal conservatism with him to Washington. Congressman Landry, thanks so much for being with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure. Glad to be with y'all.
Now, as I'm going to read from your list here of issues in your governing philosophy. You're against deficits and spending. You're against Obamacare. You're opposed to bailouts and stimulus. You're opposed to cap and trade. You're in favor of a creation of lower taxes and much more. And you know what? The American people, overwhelmingly, I look at the polls, agree with you. Tell me how we ended up with the debt ceiling increase.
We ended up with a debt ceiling increase because people who have been in, because there are people in Washington who have been in Washington way too long. And so, you know, I think in their view, they thought that this was a great deal by Washington standards. But by American standards, it came up extremely short. You know, we cannot, if you've run a business before, you understand you can't spend more than you taking in. And you can't continue to do it. And that's what we're doing in Washington. And of course, we see the effects of a bad deal. I mean, look at the market today.
I mean, it's off dramatically. It's been off. It's off more than 10% in the last week or two. And what that tells me is that the markets don't like that debt deal. It tells me, obviously, the markets don't like that our debt was downgraded. Do you think that our debt downgrade was a direct result of us not getting our spending under control?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. How would they rate you if you couldn't get your spending under control at your business? I mean, look, if Uncle Sam brought his balance sheet into any bank in America, they would not only not give him a loan, they'd probably throw him out.
You know, you're absolutely right. And it's funny that you say it in that kind of plain English, because that kind of plain English and that kind of plain talk that you're using right now as you talked with us is the kind of plain talk that we need, I think, from Washington, as opposed to double talk that we get. You know, and a great example of that is the Tea Party downgrade. I'd love to hear you respond to that.
Look, it's ridiculous. They will blame everyone but themselves. This is liberal, progressive, failed policy, okay? Keynesian economics, which is a disaster. Look, let me tell you what our problem is in this country on top of out-of-control spending. It's out-of-control regulations. We have smothered our industries here. We can't create jobs. I mean, it's just one disaster piled on another, and it is all Washington created.
Right. You know, it's astonishing to me, really, that it continues and continues and continues. And let me ask you this question. I know you voted against the debt ceiling increase, but in large part, the Tea Party members that were just sent to Washington, in large part, they voted for the deal. Why do you think that is?
You know, I think that, you know, there were some people who felt like this was the best that we could get. I'm sure that some of the rhetoric and fear that the administration had spewed over the seniors and our military was starting to weigh on some of their minds. It was a tough vote for everyone. I just refuse to believe that it was a grand deal. And you know, to me, my reelection is not important. What's important to me is moving our country forward, and I was not going to be a yes on a bill that downgraded this country. And lo and behold, you know, almost 5 days after the we vote and the bill is signed into law, we get a downgrade.
You know, I agree with your way of thinking. Let me ask you this question. Do you think the Republicans run the risk of getting the blame for the market going down here and because of the PR machine of the Democratic Party?
I believe that the American people are starting to wise up to the rhetoric of the left. I mean, look, we were called terrorists, okay? And someone asked me what my opinion of that was, and I said, look, let's think about this. In my lifetime, I have created jobs. I have helped to move this economy forward. I have paid taxes in the private sector. What have they done? We've got over 9% unemployment, record deficits, and they just signed into law the largest debt increase in history. Now, who is terrorizing the country?
Clearly. Clearly, the answer to that question is the Democratic Party. No question about that. Let's just say that that they do a good job from a PR standpoint. Do you think there's any risk of us losing the House as a result of the market crashing and being blamed for these sorts of things?
Look, I can tell you, I don't think so. I think that if we stay true to our conservative principles, if we're honest with the American people, then they will keep people who have integrity and credibility in office and who want to move the country forward. I tell you this, if we lose the House, we're going to lose the country.
You know, I completely agree with you. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think, and I've seen polls in both directions, obviously the president, his approval ratings are down dramatically. But I see other polls where he's leading in terms of a reelection. What do you think there?
Well, you know, look, we all know that you can run a poll to come out with just about whatever answer you're looking for. I would be curious as to whether or not they're actually polling people who they expect to vote. Again, we're a long way away in terms of elections. It's a universe of time before November of next year. Anything can happen. I can tell you, you know, I don't see this president getting reelected with unemployment up, continuing to stay up above 9%. And a downgrade? I mean, who would want to send a man who's responsible for the United States losing its AAA rating back to Washington?
Nobody that I socialize with, I can tell you that.
I mean, I don't know why any American, regardless of their party affiliation, would want to do that. I mean, look, America needs to lead again. We have an opportunity. You know, the good part is that the rest of the world is pretty much in worse shape than we are. If we just do a couple of things right, you know, we can get people back to work. And when we put people back to work, we increase revenue. We help fix, Social Security and Medicare and those programs. When we get revenue into the government, it's the answer to everything is putting people back to work.
Absolutely. Congressman David Nicholas here. I attended a Tea Party meeting this past week, and it was great. I believe in it. Now, the Tea Party, looking ahead at the elections of 2012, is it more of a fiscally oriented type of run that they're going to make in 2012? Because there's moral issues that we have to tackle, but is the Tea Party ready to tackle those issues in 2012?
Tackle the moral issues or the fiscal issues?
Well, I know they're doing a good job with the fiscal issues, but the moral issues of abortion, are those topics that we're going to see coming up in 2012?
You know, I don't know. That is a good question. I really couldn't tell you the answer to that other than, you know, I think that the Tea Party movement is a movement that can be defined as strict constructionists. You know, they believe in the Constitution, they believe in America because of the Constitution, and they want to see it implemented in the way that the founders thought it. And so I think that regardless of whether it be moral or fiscal issue, if it adheres to the conformity of the Constitution, Then I certainly believe that they'll be bringing those issues to the forefront.
All right, Ty Young again here. Question for you. The Republican field of candidates right now, I'd love to hear your assessment.
Look, I think we've got a great field of candidates. I think it continues to be a horse race. I'm continuing to keep my powder dry and watch each of them and listen to what they have to say. But I can tell you this. In the field of candidates we got, every one of them could outshine who we currently have in the White House.
It was funny. I was asked some time back. I said someone asked me that same question, and I said, you know what? I would vote for Buster Brown over this this current president.
It's just terrible. I just want some leadership. I want someone to quit telling me that they want to create jobs and do something. We used to have a say down here in Louisiana is that, you know, don't tell me what you're going to do. Show me what you're going to do.
That's good.
Yeah, I'd love for someone to say it to the president, you know, and I think we have as an American people. And, you know, I think this election will be certainly very, very telling. We're talking today to Congressman Jeff Landry of Louisiana. Sir, folks want to find out more about you, make donations to your cause. Do you have a website they can go to?
Sure. They can go to www.landry, L-A-N-D-R-Y, for Louisiana, spelled out, .com. And that's www.landry, L-A-N-D-R-Y, Louisiana.com.
All right, outstanding. We'll also put a link on the Ty J. Young Show website. They can go and check out your website as well. Congressman, thank you so much for being with us. You are a great American.
No, look, thank you for continuing to spread the good conservative message. We're going to get some people back to work before it's over with.
Praise God for that. All right, we're coming up.